most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Riggins has unearthed a woman who was on that show, My Strange Addiction, and it will blow your mind. This is one of the craziest addictions I've ever heard of in my life. I think the lady eating washing powder was less destructive to herself than what this lady is with her addiction.
What?
Yeah, it's one of the craziest ones. Mm-hmm. Oh.
So we'll get into that in just a few minutes. Or as they say on the internet, we'll get into it.
That's right.
Let's get into it.
Now Trending, sponsored by No More Last Days. Awesome company supporting dogs at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters. So you can go visit them every weekend at the RenFest, Carolina Renaissance Festival, every weekend through the end of November. And they're doing awesome work, and they're supporting a great organization called Empowering Paws through the end of the year. That's an organization out there in Calabash, North Carolina. So tjriggins.com/lastdays. Pick up some of their really cute merch. It's awesome, and it's for a great cause. A lot of things trending this morning. Starbucks has announced that they're scaling back promotions and things like that. They want to bring back the community coffee house vibes from yesteryear. That's kind of how they started. I mean, it was big in Seattle, and everybody kind of had their own Starbucks. Now Starbucks is on every corner, and so they want to recreate that feel of like, oh, this is my neighborhood coffee shop.
Are they calling it the community coffee house
thing?
Okay, good. Because that's a Louisiana brand, and community coffee.
Yeah, no, they're just saying like the feeling of a community coffee house. Uh-huh. But now everybody's got their own community coffee. Everybody's got their favorite coffee shop, and it's probably close to their neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've got that.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of ways, though, that Starbucks could be more welcoming to more people in the community.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. By changing the way they act.
Yeah.
You know, their behavior.
I thought you were going to say start selling donuts or something. Well, just coffee. Make it a whole like thing. Make like biscuits or something like that.
Oh, I do love those cake pops, though. I do.
Oh, they're so good.
It's tough to, you know, live your life eating a cake pop. You know, I think they're probably delicious. I just can't fathom like
it's
walking
too
out.
Feminine. Like,
I think so. Yeah.
Well, you got to take it off the stick and eat the whole thing like in one bite.
You just do the one shot. That's probably how you do it. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
The pandas are now in Washington, D.C. They arrived from China yesterday in Alaska. They have now landed at their exhibit in Washington, D.C. Not everybody happy about the return of pandas in America. The New York Times posted an article called Panda Factories. Mm-hmm. You know, China's plan was to breed these pandas in America, and then they're going to release them into the wild. But since they started this program in the 90s, they haven't released a single panda.
Oh, no.
So they have increased the number of pandas in the world, but they're all in captivity. So some harsh words, but they are adorable.
Well, maybe they're not ready to go into the wilderness.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
They're also, they make a lot of money for zoos and research facilities and stuff like that.
They have a good life.
If you want more pandas, then start eating them.
Start eating them?
Yeah.
Oh, we could never.
Oh, no.
Because true capitalism would kick in and our capitalist spirit would figure out how to make more of them. If you could sell them and eat them. Yeah.
There's that.
We'd have panda ranches, just like we have cattle ranches. We'd have panda ranches, panda farms.
Oh, we could go to the panda farm.
Exactly.
And pick out,
and fatten them up and get them ready for the deep freeze.
Have you ever eaten a bear?
No, I would.
Yeah, I knew you
People
would.
Eat bears?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no.
TJ will eat just about anything.
Any animal.
Really?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, they're so sweet and cute.
We got more coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I have just been giggling. I don't giggle a lot, but I've been giggling about this all morning. I saw a video. Maybe it's because I have a story that was similar to this one. I saw this girl on TikTok, and she's telling her followers, and she doesn't have a lot. She's like, guys, you're not going to believe what my boyfriend gave me today for my birthday. He bought me a star. And she goes on to explain, you know, those things that you can buy online. I don't have you ever gifted somebody a star?
I haven't, but I was one of the first recipients of a star for a gift in 1986.
What?
I knew that you had some connection to getting a star.
My girlfriend, and one of my high school girlfriends, I was dating at the time. That's what she got me for my birthday. And I was like, I'm 16.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what? Oh, what? That's cool.
Cool. Yeah.
Did she name it after you? Because you give it a name. What was? Yeah, what
it was called the Richie's, the Richie Star.
Oh, and when we look up, we can see it still to this day.
And there was a map that went with it, where you could find it in the sky and all of that stuff.
I love that, and it's a gift that never goes away.
Right, and they never give that same star to anybody else.
Yeah,
they don't.
I think it's sweet.
I don't know, but I, at the time, I didn't really appreciate it for, you know, the groundbreaking idea that it was. And here we are 30-something years later, and people are all into buying stars for each other.
Well, she was livid. I mean, she hated it. I mean, she was sobbing.
Yeah.
She did not care. But do you ever use the star? Like, does Jody know where your star is?
No.
Even though your ex-girlfriend gave it to you? Like, no. I would use that. I'm like, oh, there's my star. Yeah. If I knew I had a star.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if she ever makes you mad, you could just pack up your bag and go, I'm going to the star. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I got my man cave on the star.
Yeah. How much is that?
I don't know.
And is there inflation? Like, when you got it, is it more expensive now?
It was probably a nickel when my girlfriend bought it.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's good to know that there's a Richie star out there somewhere.
I'm going to look for that.
I know. We'll find the map and we'll get that star.
It'd probably be the fattest one.
Stop.
It's the one that's really
amazing. In the 80s, it was small, but it's grown so much over the years.
Like this big now.
Yeah. The one that's retaining a lot of star fluid.
Which one's yours? The one that's breathing hard.
Yeah. The one with the CPAP mask.
Oh my God.
Haven't looked for it in years, and you go, well, I don't know. Didn't your star have hair?
One time I'm sure it did. Did a guy ever give you a really lame gift? Like a lotion basket or anything?
Yeah,
like
not that I can think of. I definitely never got a star.
Yeah.
And I'm offended by it because I want one.
Oh, you'd love that when you
leave. I love that.
Yeah. At TJ Riggins Show, if you've got a great one, a dumb gift a guy gave you, a woman said, my ex-husband gave me a printer for my birthday, a computer printer that prints things on paper. I was pregnant, so you can guess how that went. I gave her a printer on her birthday. Not good. A cactus for Valentine's Day, awful. And a lot of people mention soap sets, those gift baskets that have lotions and body washes.
That bad. I think my wife would love that.
That comes up a lot. Like, you don't even know what scent. You just picked out a random gift basket, and I'm getting one before I've even used up all this stuff.
Well, maybe I'm not a good judge of it because I would know what skints.
Right.
You know,
what's Jody's scent?
Oh, I don't know. I'd smell them and tell whether she would like it or not. I could do that. Yeah.
Is she a country pear girl?
Red, Rop, and Raspberry.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
North and South Carolinians, if you need some help paying off some bills, you know, the credit cards and whatever you've had to go in debt over with the economy and all, our man Richard Toccato could help you with that. You know, refi, home equity line of credit, all this kind of stuff that he does with the mortgage business. He's a mortgage expert. You get in touch with him, say, hey, Richard, wake up, do my mortgage, save me some money.
Scare him.
Yeah, that's the way he likes it. He likes to be shaken. So it's homewithrichard.com, homewithrichard.com. All right, there is a show called My Strange Addiction, and is it on TLC?
Yeah.
Now, you sent this video to me this morning, Riggins, but I didn't know for sure that that's where it came from. I just looked, and it seemed like that it was one of those clips.
Yeah.
And it seems a little bit of an older clip. So has it officially been unearthed? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, it's making the rounds.
Yeah. And we've featured people on here from that show that eat washing powder, they eat dirt, you know, have all of these glass.
Rocks.
Yeah. So this is an addiction that you think might be a good one, but it's really not.
50-year-old Kimberly eats almost nothing but ice cream bars.
I get obsessed over the ice cream bars. They caress my throat all the way down to my stomach. It's almost like having a lover.
Oh, God, this is so bad.
Kimberly eats as many as 40 ice cream bars every single day, from morning until late into the night.
There's times I get up and eat ice cream bars in the middle of the night every couple of hours. When I eat these ice cream bars, It is like everything else goes away.
Kimberly consumes hundreds of ice cream bars each month, up to a staggering 10,000 per year.
I know that it's an addiction and wonder what's so wrong with me that I need so many ice cream bars a day.
40 a day. Now, these aren't ice cream sandwiches, which I love ice cream sandwiches, but I don't think I could eat 40 a day. Mm-hmm. I could eat a box at one time, and Riggins doesn't even believe that I could sit down and eat a whole box of ice cream sandwiches in one swoop, but I could. But these are like, what do you call it? Haagen-Dazs bars on a stick.
On
like
the stick.
Thick ice cream.
And not one flavor. It's all different flavors.
Yeah, I've seen this, and this is how influenced I am by things that I watch. I Googled the brand, because she opens the fridge and you can see the brand. I'm like, if this lady has 40 a day, they got to be good, right? Mm-hmm. Looked them up. You can only get them at this dairy farm where she lives.
Oh, highly specialized.
So, yeah.
So that means how much is she paying for them?
That's what I'm wondering.
Ooh. But it says that's almost all she eats.
When also, what's embarrassing is she can't just go to the grocery store and get them. Like, someone there sells them and knows she's getting this much.
Yeah. No, I bet that's they're delivered. If it's a local creamery or something, she probably has them delivered.
Which is also embarrassing.
Yeah,
that's a big back activity.
Yeah,
you got the creamery on your phone in contact.
And the way they shot some of these things, you know, they're acting like they're all about, you know, helping her with her addiction and all that. But they put a camera on the floor, made her sit on a bar stool so her butt would hang over the back of it and everything while she's talking about eating, you know, hunkering down on a big ice cream bar. But I wish we could follow up with that. It looked like it was a while back. So see if she ever kicked her strange addiction.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll find out.
Yeah. Maybe she has, or maybe. Maybe she hasn't.
I don't think so. It's like a lover.
It's a lover.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So, Lindsay, may I call you Lindsay?
Sure.
Whenever we were talking to you a few weeks ago about your coming back to work on the show after an 8-year hiatus, why didn't you have either your mom or your dad on the phone with you while you were talking to us? Because a quarter of Gen Z peoples take a parent with them on a job interview. Now, we broke that story several weeks ago about, you know, maybe months ago, that the Gen Zs take parents with them on job interviews, but they've just done more of a deep dive that says that a quarter of them. So I wanted to talk to you. I've never even spoken to your mama.
We sound just alike.
Really?
And we kind of look alike, too. It's kind of weird.
Now, I've had dealings with your dad from his days as being a U.S. Marshal, and I was a fugitive.
Right. Yeah, me
her
and
dad's name's Raylan Givens, by the way. U.S. Deputy Marshal Raylan Givens.
Deputy. That's shocking to me. What did they want their parents' opinion on the interview? Well, like what?
It says that 37% say that their parent went with them but didn't necessarily go into the room while the interview was taking place. 26% said their parent physically sat in on the interview. 18% said at least introduced themselves to the manager. 7% answered questions for their kid in the interview.
And they don't get the job. There's no way. There's no way.
People are so hard up for employees in some situations. Maybe they would. I wouldn't hire somebody who couldn't do an interview on their own.
Right.
Answering the question from the manager for the kid. That's next level. I mean, that is wild.
Oh, my God.
But that's just is very good at that.
Listen.
You are good at that, sweetie.
But that's something you teach a kid to respond to people when they ask you questions. When my kids were little and we'd be at a restaurant and the server would come by and say, have y'all decided what you want? And then everybody would go around ordering and I'd make them order what they wanted. Tell the lady what you want. Same thing with the doctor. The doctor asked them what was wrong. They got to a certain age. Tell the doctor what's wrong with you.
Right. I like that.
So I get helping your kids as much as you can, but there's a point, obviously, where it's too much and you're hampering their growth as a human.
Yeah.
Yeah. As an adult, I'm disappointed.
I mean, because at our job, we've had some, you know, kind of immature people that have been interns or whatever that were coddled, you know. I'm not talking about you, Riggins.
It's okay. It's true. But, I was.
I mean, if one of us in the room now would be considered coddled, I don't know who it would be most between you and Rob.
It's definitely me. I mean, I still go and ask for the little boy's haircut when I get my hair done. Just give me the little boy's haircut, please.
And, you go sit in like the Spider-Man car. And, like,
I went to my pediatrician until I was like 30.
And then they made you leave. Like, they wouldn't take you anymore at that point, right?
I'm pretty sure. And then the Easter basket, he still gets an Easter basket.
Oh.
Or at least he better get one or he's throwing a fit.
We're going to have problems.
But your dad would never go to an job interview with you.
Oh, I don't think so.
It'd be funny if you asked him, though.
Oh, I might do that and record
it. Oh, yes.
That'd be great.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
The new Chinese SeaWorld is under some scrutiny right now. I'll tell you what happened, what they did to get the public mad at them at the SeaWorld in China, coming up in a few minutes.
Walgreens is trending this morning. They announced yesterday that they're going to close 1,200 stores over the next 3 years.
Yeah.
And they said 800 more are under evaluation. Mm-hmm. So they didn't, they said it's optimizing our footprint. No. And, you know, they used a lot of corporate language, but
a lot of it's crime.
I think if really? You've mm-hmm. opened a newspaper, not opened a newspaper, if you've looked at the news, hey, I still like a newspaper.
A fresh, crisp newspaper.
Do you like a newspaper?
No.
You don't like a newspaper? Oh, I love
it. You like the smell?
Mm. I like holding it. I like getting it in the morning. Mm-hmm. I was the only person in my apartment and when I was living in Uptown that got a newspaper delivered.
You don't say.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So 1,200 stores over the next 3 years. That's a lot of stores. But there are a lot of Walgreens as well. Mm-hmm. I love Walgreens.
I do too.
Where is it?
Where's what?
Walgreens.
What do you mean?
I know this.
Right.
Oh.
The corner of Happy and Healthy.
That's right.
Right. The corner of Happy and Healthy.
Yep.
Yep.
And corner of Happy and Healthy at the Los crime ridden areas.
Yeah.
Terrible. What do they call it?
Loss prevention.
Loss prevention.
Yeah. Yeah. Today is National Sports Day. National Sports Day. Lindsay, what you did, you were a professional dancer. Is that a sport?
I consider it one, yes.
It takes physical effort and exertion. It's competitive.
Mm-hmm. Gymnastics.
Gymnastics, yeah. Absolutely. What do you got about competitive gaming? Is that a sport?
No.
No.
They call them esports.
I know.
It's not.
But the esports is what they describe the game as, right? Not the players.
Right.
That's
right.
A good question.
Hmm.
You're not exerting energy and you're not sweating.
Yeah, no more than, you know, if you played Madden, are you an NFL football player, or an NFL player?
Right.
You
know? Same thing.
Yeah.
Good point.
I'm an e-athlete. And then Taco Bell is introducing a new feature. It's called the Name Your Own Price Tool. You type in the app how much you're looking to spend between $5 and $25, and it'll offer some suggestions for you. So if you're down bad and you're like, $5, that's what I got. I mean, maybe cook something at home. I don't know.
And why do you need, I mean,
yeah, you can't
you look at the menu and figure out what you want, what you can get, and what you can't?
Not the people today. They want it easy and quick, and they don't do math.
Mm-hmm. The Name Your Price Tool sucks. I've tried to use it, and it brings up the big Cheez-It every time because it's like $1 for just one big Cheez-It from them.
Hey, you want a huge Cheez-It? No thanks, Taco Bell.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm going to bring back a little game in just a second, but TJ, I thought you'd find this funny. So yesterday afternoon, I was doing some stuff and cutting the grass and all that, and I didn't thaw out anything for being single. I have to thaw stuff out to eat for dinner, and because I only make like one thing. I make like chicken thighs and some potatoes every day or pasta. And I realized I didn't have anything thawed out, so I was like, I got to go to the grocery store and get food. So I get in the car real quick. I'm going to buzz over there. I get to the stop sign. I got to make a right But then on my left, out of the corner of my eye, I see a sign, like a yard sale sign. But it's not for a yard sale. It's for the dang Methodist fish fry going on that day.
Oh,
so now nice. I'm literally at a crossroads. So I can go left and go get the Methodist, kind Methodist fish fry, or I can go to the grocery store. And I went and got the Methodist fish fry.
Oh, wow. I bet it's good. Was it?
Fried fish.
You don't think?
Was it not good?
It was very good.
It was? Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't the best I've ever had. Yeah, it was a little soft fried. It wasn't hard fried like I like them.
But, yeah, because Methodists do everything in moderation. That's why I was thinking it wouldn't be that good. Seasoning in moderation.
Yeah.
Cooking in moderation.
Everything in moderation.
Just a little fried. Just
right.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But, you know, tuck my cross in real quick. And no, I'm just kidding.
The Methodists are fine with that.
Yeah, they're cool with that.
Yeah, they're Catholic light.
Yeah. But it was very good. But here, I want to play this game real quick. We started this little game, Celebrity Impressions. I know Lindsay, surprise hit of yesterday's game. You could pull the name out of a cup and do the impression for the person on your left. Let's go the opposite way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Lindsay's going to pull out a celebrity and do an impression.
Good start.
I like to carry my dog in my handbag. I'm a star. I count stars. I'm a singer. Shooting stars. You're not.
Nicki Minaj. No. Sabrina Carpenter.
I'm a fake singer. I have one song.
Paris Hilton?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no,
you didn't get that from carrying the dog in the handbag?
I was going to say Kim Kardashian, but she didn't sing. All right, TJ, I'm going to do one for you.
Okay.
Ooh. This is, you know... everybody does this impression that I cannot.
Oh, Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, that's it. All right, good, TJ, here, I'm going to give you this. Hopefully you got time for one. Could have planned that out better.
Whoops.
Just throw the cup next time.
You guys suck.
Is that Cartman?
Yeah, okay. It is.
All right, very good, everybody. Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
So there's this Sea World in China that they've just spent 5 years renovating. So everybody was excited to go check it out. 645,000 square feet. So about the size of my guest house. And it was, I think, $40 a ticket to go into this thing. I don't know how much that is in China money, communist money, but whatever. And the big attraction for the newly renovated SeaWorld is a whale shark, which is considered the world's largest fish. It can get up to 60 feet in length.
Yeah.
Wow.
So people go, they're all excited about seeing this big whale shark in the aquarium. And somebody noticed, hey, wait a minute. There's a gap in between the mouth and the sternum part of this whale shark. That's a robot shark. So they put a fake shark in the tank and said, come see our whale shark. $40.
Stupid.
Man.
$40, all you can look at.
We didn't say it'd be a real whale shark. We said a whale shark.
Right.
So then when people complained, their PR person said, well, we use that shark because it's not safe in our environment here in our to have a real one. So, like, we're doing the world a favor, you know, by this environmental sacrifice that we're making. And obviously people were like, well, we'd rather not have a shark, you know, than just to look at a fake one swimming around by a remote control or whatever.
It's some big goldfish.
But so, you know, China's animal exhibits are shady, it seems like, all the way around, because they had those dogs that they just, they put hair dye on them and cut their hair to make them look like miniature pandas. They build them as miniature pandas.
They were just chow chows.
And then, wasn't there another one where the guy in the bear, it was a guy in a bear costume rather than a regular bear waving at kids and stuff.
Yeah. They said he's for the other pandas. It gives them like, they like to have another panda.
Like moral support.
Give me a break.
They're stupid. Yeah. I'd want my money back.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're allowed to ask for it in China.
Right.
Yeah. They might get killed. The government might kill them.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Find you in there with the robot whale shark.
Yeah. Find out that the robot shark can eat real people. No, thank you.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I'm TJ, and for many years, I have been the grouchy old man complaining about the packaging of bacon. Mm-hmm. You know, surely by now they would have come up with a better way to package bacon. Mm-hmm. So you could reseal it and, you know, so forth and so on. It's easier to get into and the whole thing. Well, there's a lady on the social medias that is, she's after my own heart. It's not bacon packaging that she's complaining about. It's something else kind of packaging.
I'm changing everything in the world from your gender.
Oh, that's not the one. Sorry.
Yeah, it is.
It is? It is? Okay. Yeah.
Changing everything in the world from your gender, your mind, everything. And nobody can change the corned beef, can?
Corned beef.
Why I still using a key in 2024 to open a can of corned beef? I almost bucked me nail off and I see ning ning because it hot. Y'all got to do something. 2024 and we still using a key? The most stubborn key, to be exact.
Use that key to open a can of corned beef, I guess. I don't eat corned beef, so.
I don't either. I had to look it up, but it is a key.
I've seen that on, that's the way Spam used to be, I think, where you put that key in it and you just twist it and it pulls the, you know, a line of the aluminum off of the thing and then it pops the lid off.
Huh.
Yeah, she's making a good point. You can change all these things.
Yeah.
Can we get a better packaging for the corned beef?
Which is what I say about bacon all the time. Yeah. I mean, come on. That's a
valid complaint. I'm with you on the bacon.
It's a valid complaint. Mm.
But I think that the bacon industry, big bacon as I call them, is probably doing that because if you can't seal it up again the right way, you use more of it and then you have to go get more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because who is going to be able to leave? I don't care how much you've eaten. Who's going to be able to leave some slices of bacon cooked on that paper towel it's been draining on?
Not me.
Or throw it away? Nobody.
Nobody.
No such thing as leftover bacon.
Mm-mm.
Ever.
No. Not so, you know, big bacon has come for us. Yeah. We're on to you, big bacon.
You guys don't make the whole package when you make bacon?
It depends on how many people are eating. Yeah.
Do you? You wouldn't, because it's just you.
No, I definitely wouldn't.
No way.
What are you, crazy?
What do you think he is, a glutton?
Yeah, you silly girl. Yeah,
he's not trash. He's not a savage.
Sorry.
He'd eat a pound of bacon by himself.
So stupid. Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.